各位听众大家好，欢迎收听今天10月5号的 English Digest. My name is Tina.
Hi, I'm Bill.
对了，昨天啊，我们谈到很多的 Proverbs, 还记得吗？他说呢，其实这些谚语呢，可以 teach people how they should live their lives. 那我就记得，其实当我在高中的时候， I learned a very good one when I was in high school, because I used to be very mean to my parents. You know what I learned about life lessons that time?
No, what did you learn?
Okay, I learned this proverb. It says, familiarity breeds contempt. Would you like to explain it?
Right, the whole idea is when you are familiar with someone or with something, well, you're eventually maybe going to get bored by that thing because it never surprises you. And too often when we get bored with something, we start to dislike it. Contempt is this feeling where you justDon't like something and you're angry that it has to be there all the time, you can't get away from it. So we're saying, well, maybe after a while you spend so much time with your parents, you might actually get a bit angry and bored at being around them.
没错，我们在开始之前呢，先来介绍这一个谚语，它叫做 familiarity breeds contempt。familiarity 其实就是 familiar 这个字再加上 ity 名词 ，breed b r e e d 就是产生、滋生的意思 ，contempt c o n t e m p t 就是代表着是轻蔑的意思，而它呢就是代表着一种熟悉、一生轻蔑。当我们对一个人越熟悉，就越不懂得去尊重他，也就是因为这样子的谚语而让我懂得更尊重我的父母亲。 OK, 所以今天呢，同样的是有一些 reading questions, 我们先来看一下，再来进行今天的文章。
Number one is, what is the main idea of this article? So as usual, our article today has a main idea or theme. Need to choose the correct one out of the four choices. The second one is, the word self-sufficient.Is closest in meaning to, and then we have a blank. So basically, you want to choose the synonym or a word that has the same meaning as self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient, 在昨天的文章里面有看到，还记得是在哪一个谚语当中吗？今天就要考考你，它跟下列哪一个选项的字意思最接近？
Three says, which of the following is not something that we can obtain from Proverbs?When you obtain something, you get it. So out of our four choices, three of them are things Proverbs can do for us or give to us. One of them is something you don't get out of Proverbs. Which one is it?
在这里要注意的就是 not 这个字咯。下列哪一项不是我们可以从谚语当中所获得到的东西？
And the last question, number four.What can we infer from this article? Always the hardest question because we're inferring something or trying to come to understanding based on things we've read. It doesn't actually say this in the article, but one of our four choices makes sense based on what we read.
对了，所以看完了文章之后，我们可以得到怎么样子的推论，可以得到怎么样的结论，就是今天的第四个问题。好，马上我们就请老师帮我把今天的文章念过一次。
Proverbs also allow us to learn something about countries and societies that are culturally very different.Even when separated by thousands of miles of water or land, people may have many of the same beliefs and values. For example, if you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow, is from China. The Greeks, a continent away, say, 1 minute of patience, 10 years of peace.
It's difficult to disagree with a proverb. Often, as soon as we hear one,We think how true it is. For example, you can't teach an old dog new tricks means that it is difficult for somebody who is set in his ways to do something differently. Interestingly, it's never too late to learn seems equally true, yet it preaches the opposite.
Such opposition reveals the true nature of Proverbs.Most comment on human nature, which is complex and often contradictory. So think of each proverb not as an absolute truth, but as a starting point for understanding ourselves and our neighbors.
所以啦，这些谚语呢，其实就是在教导我们一些人生的大道理。偶尔听到这一句谚语，也许就能够让我们来思考一下，现在的生活态度是不是需要该调整咯？我们就从今天的第一句开始。
So, Proverbs also allow us to learn something about countries and societies that are culturally very different. Of course, the also here is in a sentence because yesterday we learned that Proverbs can express ideas about living lives, teaching ethics, teach us about culture, and so on. They also allow us or help us to do something here to learn about countries and societies that are culturally very different.So countries and societies that are different according to their culture, like art and music and food, and also maybe things like their values and beliefs.
Culturally 在这里是副词，那么它的形容词也常用。我们来举几个例子好了，像是文化交流啊，就叫做 cultural exchange， 或者是你可以说这个地方是个文化沙漠，就叫做 a cultural desert。那有时候我们去外国旅游或者是留学的时候，会碰到一些文化上的冲击，就可以叫做 cultural shock。
Even when separated by thousands of miles of water or land, people may have many of the same beliefs and values. So this is one thing we can learn through Proverbs about countries and societies that are actually very different. Well, though they are different and though they are separated by thousands of miles of water or land, they may actually share the same beliefs and values. When you say one place is separated by thousands of miles from another place, or separated by thousands of miles of water or land, you're showing how far apart they are. Now, anyway, the point is, even when these countries or cultures are very far apart from each other, the people in the cultures may actually share or have many of the same beliefs and values.
在这里呢 when 后面省略掉了主词 they 还有 be 动词 are， 所以呢就代表着 separated 是一个过去分词，尽管被这么多的陆地跟海洋所隔开，人们还是共同有一些相同的信念。在这里我们来看看 believe 这个字呢，解释成为信念或者是信仰，也就是你相信某件事情为真实。像有些人就相信有鬼的存在，你就可以说 have belief in ghosts。 那我们来看看另外一个生字叫做 faith， F-A-I-T-H 代表也是一种信心，常常指的是你对宗教的信仰。譬如说啦，你对自己的胜利成功有信心，你就可以讲 have faith in my victory。
For example, if you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow is from China. So,Our example here is going to give us one proverb, and then we'll look at another one in a moment. The first one says, if you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow. Now, if you're patient, it means you take the time to think about things before you make a decision. You don't rush into things. You don't feel like you always have to go quickly. So,If you take the moment to think and relax, especially in one moment or one time of anger when you are angry, then you will escape 100 days of sorrow. If you escape something, you get away from it or avoid it, so you don't have to deal with 100 days of sorrow or feeling sad, feeling sorry, or having a difficult life because you made a quick decision.
对了，所以中国人的智慧就说啦，能忍一时气，可免百日忧，就是叫做 If you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow. 在这里其实我们会看到有一种呢对仗的感觉， One moment 用来对照 100 days, anger 就可以用来跟 sorrow 来做一个对比咯。
Well, the Greeks, a continent away, say something similar, even though they're on a different continent. Now, earlier we were saying two places can be separated by so many miles of water or land or whatever. Here, we're saying this other culture, the Greeks, are a continent away. Continents are very huge pieces of land. There's only 7 of them on the Earth, actually. So, to say the Greeks are a continent away is saying they're very, very far away. But they say 1 minute of patience, 10 years of peace. So, if you're patient in the 1 minute, that is very important because it's decision-making time, just like that patient in 1 moment of anger, then you'll enjoy 10 years of peace, just like you would escape 100 days of sorrow in the Chinese proverb.
对了，没想到啊，在希腊呢也有相类似的谚语，就叫做 One minute of patience, 10 years of peace。在这里也很有趣的呢，来把 one minute 来对照 10 years， 然后 patience 跟 peace 这两个字呢，也相当的呢有趣，可以成为一个让你又方便记又有人生哲理的谚语呢。
Well, it's difficult to disagree with a proverb. We read as we move into the second paragraph.So we've been learning about how proverbs can be the same when they come from nations that are far apart from each other. We've been learning all about how proverbs tell us about truths in life and teach us values. So it's difficult to disagree with a proverb. If you don't agree or disagree, you don't think that something is true, something someone else does think is true. Now, the proverbs hold this idea of a true thing inside them. So if you disagree with the proverb, it's like you're saying, hey, proverb, I don't believe you're true. And it's hard to do that.
当我们说 disagree with， 尤其讲到不赞成某人的想法，就可以讲 disagree with somebody about something， 用介系词 about 来代表你所争执的点。那我们看看相类似的词类变化， disagreeable 在后面再加上 able， 就代表着不愉快的、不合意的。譬如说了，他对你的口味不合，你就可以讲 disagreeable to the taste。还有就是两个人之间的意见不合，名词就叫做 disagreement， 所以常常呢是用主词 be 动词 in disagreement。Okay, now we are going to take a break here. Do you disagree with me, Bill?
Nah, I don't disagree. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Welcome back to English Digest. This is Bill. Tina and I are looking at day 2 of our lesson called Many Lessons and So Few Words. We're talking all about proverbs. Now, before the break, we began the second paragraph, and we said it's difficult to disagree with a proverb. The reason is that often, as soon as we hear one, we think how true it is. So, this happens quite often, or usually.When we hear one, or as soon as we hear one, we think that it's true. As soon as something happens is telling us a time frame. Like, the moment this thing happens, I can tell you something else that's connected through time to that thing. Well, here, we're not going to think how true a proverb is until we hear it. So, when we hear it, we think how true it is.
As soon as 是一个连接词，就是代表着一怎么样就怎么样。所以呢，这里我们看到它所连接的两个句子啊，都是相同的主词 we。所以原来的句子呢，我们可以把 as soon as 去掉，然后呢改成 on 这个介系词 ，we 也去掉，然后 hear 改成 hearing， 就变成 on hearing one we think how true it is。这也是有相同的意思。记住哦，要放的是介。介系词 on 再加上动名词，不过前提就是呢，这两个子句的主词必须要相同，才可以做省略的动作。
For example, you can't teach an old dog new tricks means that it is difficult for somebody who is set in his ways to do something differently. Okay, so that's true. We think that's very true when we hear it. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks,Well, that means that this dog that is old is not going to learn new tricks, new things that it can do. A trick is usually an interesting kind of funny thing you can do to show someone maybe either something interesting, or it's a funny thing you can do to fool someone. And we can use this word to talk about the things we can teach animals to do, like teaching a dog to roll over or to shake hands or speak. Those are tricks. Problem is, if the dog is old, you can't teach it any new tricks. Well, that means that it's tough to teach someone who is so old they're set in their ways a new way or a new thing. When you're set in your ways, it means that you just have a way you live your life and you don't change it because you've been living it so long, you're now set in that way.
所以了, you can teach an old dog new tricks.中文解释成为老狗变不出新戏法，或者呢，你也可以讲人老就守旧啦。后面呢，就是来说明这个谚语的意思。我们来看看 ，for somebody who is set in his ways to 再加上呢这个不定词的片语。当我们说某人 be set in one's ways， 就代表这个人呢、啊、已经有他自己固定做事的方式。所以呢，如果你要去改变他的方式的话，其实是有一点困难的。也就是啊，代表人老了，也就守旧咯。
Well, interestingly, we've got a different proverb here that may actually teach us something different, even though it sounds just as true. It's never too late to learn. Well, that seems equally true. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can still learn. It's never too late. If it's too late to do something, the time in which you could do that thing has already passed.For example, let's say I want to go see a movie. It starts at 8:30. I get there at 9. Well, I'm too late to watch the movie. But the problem is, it preaches the opposite of the proverb about the old dog. When you preach something, it means you tell other people an idea that you believe is true, and you're trying to make them believe the same thing.Not necessarily just agree with you, like a science idea or a logic idea. You want them to believe it when you preach it. Well, this proverb is preaching a different idea that you can always learn than the previous proverb, which preached, well, you can't always learn because one day you'll be too set in your ways.
没错，当我们讲到 it's never too late to learn， 也是可以说 live and learn 是同样的意思，也就是活到老学到老咯。然后我们来看看后面的这个连接词 yet， 还有然而的意思，可是。那么这里的语气呢，就比 but 要来的比较重一点。那来看看 the opposite， 在这里的 opposite 当作是名词，代表的是相反的事物或者是相反词。同学在学习这个字上面呢，常常有很多的问题。我们来看看它当作形容词的时候呢，我们可以讲 in the opposite direction， 或我们常常讲的异性就叫做 the opposite sex， 或者也可以用来当作是副词 he sat down opposite to the teacher。这些呢，都是它因为有不同的词性而有不同的用法。
Okay, let's move into the last paragraph here. First sentence reads.Such opposition reveals the true nature of proverbs. So we're going to continue this idea that proverbs can actually be opposite each other. They can, we can say, contradict each other. That word means that they disagree. They say two different opposing or against each other things. So this opposition, and that's the fact that two things are different and against each other,It reveals or shows us the true nature of proverbs. When you reveal something, you show something that was hidden, and that's what this idea does. It shows us what's really true about proverbs themselves.
刚刚看到的是 opposite， 这里它的名词 opposition 就当作是反对对立的意思。常常我们讲到反对党就可以讲 the opposition。这里刚刚提到的呢，有时候谚语啊是互相矛盾的，我们就可以用到的动词是 contradict， C-O-N-T-R-A-D-I-C-T。这个呢就代表的其实很多东西啊都是一体两面的。
Most comment on human nature, which is complex and often contradictory. So, we're learning the true nature again of proverbs. Most of them comment on human nature. When you comment on something, you give a comment, or you talk about something, give your thoughts. Here, it's thoughts on human nature. So proverbs are telling us about what humans are like deep inside, what their nature is, or what is natural for them to do. And this is definitely complex. And remember, that means quite complicated, and it's often contradictory. There's that word I just mentioned. When you contradict something, you go against it. So something or two things that are contradictory, well, it says two opposing or opposite ideas at the same time.
在这里呢 ,most 呢其实就是讲的是 most proverbs, 动词 comment, 后面要接的呢介系词就是 on 咯，对什么来做出评论，当然就是对人性来做出评论，而这样子的情形呢 which is complex and often contradictory, 刚刚我们提到的动词 contradict, 它的形容词 contradictory, 就是代表着是互相矛盾的，所以彼此互相矛盾的论述我们就可以说成 contradictory statements.
So,Think of each proverb not as an absolute truth, but as a starting point for understanding ourselves and our neighbors. So the whole point is that because proverbs are about human nature, which is complex and often contradictory, you shouldn't think of a proverb as an absolute truth. This is one of the big ideas in philosophy, because something that is absolute means there can be nothing else, nothing outside of it, nothing bigger, nothing greater. The whole point is it's the real whole truth. Well, proverbs don't tell us the real whole truth because they're coming from humans. They're a part of human nature to say proverbs. So the point is, instead of thinking of proverbs as telling us everything we need to know, we should use them instead as a starting point. So this is a place we can begin to do something. Begin to, in this case, understand ourselves and our neighbors. So we want to understand who we are and why we do the things we do, the best ways to make decisions. We also want to understand the same things about our neighbors, the people that live next to us, or just the people around us.
当我们说要把 A 看成是 B, 最常用的片语呢就出现在这一句里面所看到的 think of A as B, 但是中间还有夹杂着另外一个句型 not 点点点 but 点点点。不是这个而是这个要注意哦它是一个对等的连接词所以后面是一个 as an absolute truth 就对照的后面的 as a starting point 这样子呢才是正确的文法所以它其实就把这里的重点带出来就是告诉我们啊每当我们在看到这些谚语的时候不要认为它是唯一的事实而是可以把它当作是 starting point 出发点然后能够让自己了解自己，也能够了解你周遭的人。 Okay, let's take a look at today's reading questions.
Well, the first one, remember, was what is the main idea of this article? We're learning all about proverbs, and we've done that the past 2 days. And proverbs teach us, well, about life and about what humans do. So, choice A, that's not true because humans face different situations and they may not be useful for all situations. C and D don't really make sense because neither of those are true according to what we read. I mean, charity is good, but teaching someone to be self-sufficient is better. And also, proverbs don't give us universal truths because sometimes they're contradictory. So the correct choice is B.
对啦，所以谚语呢，不仅教导我们一些人生的道理，还有告诉我们一些人性。透过谚语也看到各国文化的不同的地方。所以今天的第一题，我们答案就选 B.
Second question said the word self-sufficient is closest in meaning to. Remember, if you're self-sufficient, you can take care of yourself. So you're not dependent for sure. Doesn't have anything to do with being reliable or unreliable. And being self-sufficient,Well, although it makes you valuable, it's not really about whether you have value or not or how valuable you are. It's about the fact that you're independent. Again, choice B.
所以啦，像这种要了解文章里面字的意思，要教导的一个阅读技巧，就是必须要把上下文的内容一起考虑进来。前面教导你要懂得自己钓鱼了以后呢，就可以一辈子吃穿不用愁，也就可以自给自足咯，可以独立。所以在这一题，我们答案就选 B, independent.
Now, question three, which of the following is not something that we can obtain from Proverbs? So which one can we not get from a proverb? Well, we can get information about different cultures, so it's not choice B. We can learn about what things to do and not to do. We get advice on how to live our lives, so it's not choice C or D, it's choice A, absolute truths without any contradictions. But remember, sometimes proverbs contradict themselves.
没错，在今天的文章最后就有提到，有些谚语啊，其实是互相矛盾的呢，所以呢，谚语并没有办法呢告诉我们绝对的事实，所以注意哦，这是一个否定的问句。下列哪一个是我们没有办法从谚语当中所得到的，也就是得到一些不会互相矛盾的事实？所以第三题，我们答案选 A。
And the last question, what can we infer from this article? Well, reading through the article, we can't really say that proverbs no longer matter, because we've seen how important they are in the past and how important they still are. We see that the world is quite complex, so it's not choice B. And we see that people, well, they do disagree with some, but usually the common proverbs are common, so everyone agrees with them, not choice C. But we do know, or we can learn, that there's much wisdom we can get from proverbs.
没错，所以啦，我们所得到的结论呢，就是看了这篇文章，看了那么多的谚语呢，我们的确就得到了许多的智慧。所以第四题我们选 D. So do you gain any wisdom from today's article?
Well, I sure did.I learned about how proverbs can tell us about different countries, and we can actually see sometimes proverbs can contradict themselves when the ideas are different in different countries. But proverbs also can be the same from different places. So we really learned the true nature of proverbs, that they just help us understand human nature, but they don't tell us everything about it.
所以呢，明天别忘了继续收听我们的 English Digest. I'm Tina.
And I'm Bill.
Goodbye.